Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's show is brought to you by Personal Capital. For a free trial of Personal Capital, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner. Or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings, Mike O'Mara Show listeners. This is Mike O'Mara broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. with a reminder that for all you young podcasters out there, before you start your broadcast day, it's always important to have a delicious and nutritious breakfast. That's right. Many have said that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Mm. And we feel that there's no exception to that rule here at the Mike O'Mara Show studios. Here's what I urge all young podcasters to do each and every day, even if they're doing the show starting at midnight. Start your show by having a good and filling, nutritious breakfast. What you do is get yourself a large 300-plus pound intern. Send him down to the local bakery, or in our case, the local Starbucks. Tell him to buy every single breakfast pastry that they have in the case. And then when he comes back upstairs with a bag full of them, send him downstairs to get more. You'll find that by doing this each and every day, you'll not only put a little meat on your monitor's bones, and we call Pony our monitor.
Is that
but,
what he is?
Yes, but you'll enjoy a happy, healthy day, because there's no better meal of the day than breakfast. Did you enjoy one of the breakfast pastries, Rob?
I had a three-berry croissant.
Is that all you had?
That's all I had.
Pony, what did you enjoy?
I had a regular croissant.
Rob with one B. Bobby, what did you have?
Buttered croissant.
Buttered croissant.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning butter.
Appreciate that. Can you turn mine up?
Yeah.
God knows yours are loud enough in here.
That's right, Mike.
And what did you have?
Buttered croissant.
Oh, you had a buttered croissant?
Just one.
Would you like to know what I had?
I would.
I had a three-berry croissant.
Yes. Can you tell us what three berries were? They are?
Three berries?
Yeah,
because I saw three berries when I was coming into the building.
To the best of my knowledge, the berries were blue.
Yes, blue.
Straw.
Raz.
Rasp.
And straw. Rasp. They were blue, rasp, and straw.
In a delightful, buttery, flaky croissant.
Flaky, buttery croissant. Then I determined that I was not satisfied with my breakfast, so I sent our intern down to fetch some more.
Now, can we go pull the curtain back just far enough that...
Yes.
Inside of 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
we sent Rob to Starbucks twice to get bags of pastries.
Bags of pastries because we weren't satisfied. Well, I wasn't satisfied.
Oh, thank you.
I was not satisfied.
Oscar tried to talk him out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I decided, you know, if you're going to do a show from a room with no oxygen,
yes.
you might as well try to load up on the carbs before you get started.
Any excuse.
And yes. I think one of my favorite quotes from the whole story was when Rob came back and he said that the clerk, the vendor at Starbucks said, "I'm sorry, we have but one chocolate croissant. How about a morning bun?"
Yes. And the morning bun, was that the cinnamon thing with the morning bun?
Yes, it was.
Take
it
your time.
Delicious.
What were you doing? Having a little stroke? What the hell was going on there?
I was eyeing the pastry bag.
Oh, the pastry bag. Because there are some left, aren't there?
There are indeed.
What do we have indeed?
I know one piece that's left because no one ate it.
What's that?
The pound cake.
Oh, pound cake. Great song, great pastry.
Yes.
We have one remaining morning bun.
Okay. Can I see the morning bun?
You may.
Right. Hey, that's very nice of him.
Thank you. He's very polite. All right.
And it's hermetically sealed in a bag, Mike.
Okay, so that's the morning. That's the cinnamon. It's like a cinnamon roll.
Okay.
That's what it is. The morning bun.
Correct.
And incidentally, there's nothing better than delightful morning bun.
Oh.
I think anybody that's ever been on a vacation with a hot chick knows what I'm talking about. If you get up early in the morning, get some of that delicious morning bun.
I would be forced to guess that at the cramped accommodations you have right now. You're not getting much morning bun this week.
There is no morning bun in the O'Mara household right now. Mm-mm.
Just bunions.
It's really not the O'Mara household. It's more like the mother-in-law household.
That's right.
That's what it is.
You know what you are? You're guesting there.
So really no morning bun, especially with the pack and play with my son at my feet. We'll
exactly.
get to that later. But, you know, I certainly am an advocate for morning bun.
Who doesn't love it?
Did you get any morning bun when you were in St. Martin, Oscar?
No, not at all. You know me.
Right. Yeah, I know you.
I'm asexual.
Doesn't the drone do something like that?
As long as there are a couple of half hours of quiet time sometime in the week, and you know there's a computer monitor. That's
great internet connection.
I wonder if he enjoyed any morning bun on the plane. You know, lonely time.
Could I have a look at the pound cake, please?
Oh, sure. Oh,
send it over.
Oh, that's a different type of pound cake. It's actually pretty flashy.
What is it, metric?
Pretty flashy.
Oh, it's frosted pound cake.
Let me see it.
Oh, my God. Listen to Rob. Let me see it. No. No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, can't you just show me the bag?
No, I'm not going to let you
see
it.
You are such a dick.
I'm not going to let you see it.
Great. Enjoy it. Don't worry. We can start the show soon. Maybe you can enjoy a bite.
Let me see. Soft icing.
Is this your fourth breakfast?
Yeah.
Fourth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in your game.
No shame in
your game. Hope it's not tainted.
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
It doesn't show.
You know why?
You're licking your fingers. Not a fan.
It's too rich.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I only have one bite. I didn't finish it.
Fourth breakfast, not a fan.
I didn't finish it.
Well, is it like a lemon pound cake?
It's a lemon pound cake.
You see, I'm not a fan of lemon
pound
cake
either.
See,
why they put lemon in any food is beyond. You know what lemon ought to be?
No, be careful.
Lemon should be in a vodka tonic.
What about a lemon meringue pie?
Lemon meringue pie, terrible dessert.
No, it's a great dessert.
Horrible, crap dessert.
But I don't like lemon cakes.
Citrus desserts really don't do it for me. You know
what about an Orange Julius?
An Orange Julius? No, you know what I'm not, you know, where I come from, the world that I come from now? Key lime pie. The single most overrated dessert in the history of mankind.
Well, there can be good or bad, you see.
Would you like I hope you enjoyed your dinner. We make our own key lime pie here. Would you like your key lime pie? I'm like, no, I don't want key lime pie. It sucks as a dessert.
Well, there are essentially two varieties. There's the kind that has sort of a meringue on top and a gel center.
Yes.
And then there's like a creamy, all told, key lime pie, which is the one you hate the least?
We're all a little worried about the key lime pie.
Do you want some more of this pound cake?
No.
All right.
And what's the last item?
Why don't you eat it?
The morning pie. No, I don't.
Oh, it's another morning pie.
No. Why don't you eat it?
I splurge over vacation.
Why don't you taste?
Why don't you splurge over vacation?
Why don't you eat the whole thing?
No, I don't.
Why don't you eat it?
I don't need those empty calories.
I don't. Do you want me to throw it away?
No, I want you to see the morning bun. Maybe you want to taste that.
Well, I already looked at the morning bun.
You see, you know what? He is so evil. He is evil incarnate.
Oh wait, this is not a morning bun.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
This is a muffin.
Oh,
it's a blueberry muffin.
You
and you know what? I predict Mike will not like this either because he's a blueberry purist.
Crap.
You see?
It's not like Maine.
No,
it's not like Maine.
Fake blueberry, gross, disgusting compote crap.
Compote?
Whatever it is, it's not real.
It's fake. It's some sort of mock berry.
It's artificial blueberries. And thank God we've got the window open.
I'll be doing the rest of the radio show like I'm doing radio days because I've broken my headphones.
Again?
Yes, again.
What? Do we have another pair? We have another pair.
No, I don't want those pieces of garbage. I'll do it like this.
Well, yeah, no, you don't.
We'll do it live.
I know exactly what they are. They're Sonys and they're out of print.
No. Do you use Sonys too?
Yeah, because he buys the bad Sonys and I buy the excellent Sonys.
How long have your Sonys been working?
These predate the podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean you've had these more than 4 years?
Mm-hmm. And I have another set at home.
Wait, you've had those, the ones you're wearing right now, you've had those over 4 years and they haven't broken?
I do believe so, yeah.
Man has a point then. Can't argue
with
that.
I'm going to super glue these. It'll be okay.
So do you are you really particular about those phones?
I've used this since I was working at WHFS.
But you see, Mike, those are like club jock headphones. Show them how you can flip it around when you're doing the beat mixing.
Oh, you just go like this.
Like that?
Boom.
Oh, see, that's crap.
You see, I don't like that.
Yeah, that sucks.
But let me
modern technology.
Yeah.
Now,
meanwhile, your hand's about to fall asleep because you're holding it up like Gary Owens.
This is my good hand. My good
May
arm.
I recommend Beyer Dynamics?
I've tried yours.
You know what I've always said?
I feel like I'm infirmed.
I've always said, Mike, Beyer beware.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why do you feel like you're infirmed?
Because they have the equivalent of the doctor's kind of head. I don't even know what you call them. What are they?
Well,
the scrubs?
Apparently you call it equivalent.
Yeah, but the equivalent of the scrubs, that scrubs material over the earphones.
It's velvet. It's ear-massaging velvet.
Great material and a great television show. Start the goddamn show. Jesus Christ.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We're both
interested in folk music, and there was a big folk music scene. We formed a group called the Tubadours.
T-W-O.
Badours.
Because there were two of us.
Yeah.
That was the reasoning behind the name.
Yeah.
I was drawn to the folk music as well, and I wound up down at the folk place and met these two guys, and I could play the guitar a little bit. I could sing kind of right in the middle there.
Not a bad-looking gent to boot.
No, that's true. That didn't hurt.
Didn't hurt. And Mr. Irving Steinblum came down, and he signed us to Folktown, which was the label to be on.
Terrific label.
Later on, we were kind of moved down the food chain a bit to the Folktone label, which was a subsidiary.
It was a decent label. They just didn't have the distribution.
Well, they just didn't have... Well, they didn't have any distribution.
No distribution at all.
And the covers were printed in two colors instead of four, mm-hmm. which I noticed
yeah.
was a...
Yeah. And they had no hold in the center of the record. So a lot
no,
of...
No, you'd
the,
have to provide
the,
it yourself.
The people complained that you'd get this vinyl, of course, in those days, and it's kind of up to you to kind of center it and make mm-hmm. the actual...
It would teeter crazily on the little spindle until
the hole, and that was a whole... Well, of course, we had no control over that aspect of it, but...
But they were still good records. They were good, it was good product.
Yeah. If you punched a hole in them, you'd have a good time.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Viper Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. We are broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 23.5 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we are heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, I was wondering if I could say hello to somebody.
Yes, go right ahead, Rob.
I want to say hello to KCJJ listener Chad Andrews.
It's Chad?
Chad Andrews.
Chad moved to Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Chad Andrews in Iowa.
I wonder if he's still in the band.
I love that. I love, you know, Chad grew up in Iowa. I think he grew up in Iowa. It was just Chad and two of his sisters, and everybody loved the Andrews sisters.
They did, yeah.
It's like a 1940s joke.
I loved it, Mike. I thought it was great. I like when the jokes skew pre-war. Yeah, and how dare you? That's normally what I do.
Yes, Chad would get up in the morning, and Chad did not play trumpet. What was that other thing he played? It wasn't a trumpet. It wasn't a coronet. It's a military thing. What's the...
A bugle?
Oh, he played the bugle.
What style?
It was... He was... He went into the Army.
I remember. He was a proud guy, and he served in the United States military.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. What company was he stationed in?
You know, I remember. He didn't get into Company A because it was full.
Right. It was Company B.
That's the one.
That's right. That's right. And he would take his... do you guys understand what we're doing?
Oh, yeah. You're doing the ABCs.
No, we're doing the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Oh, I would never know that. You know?
Do you have it, Rob?
Of course I have it. Give me one moment.
Like Chad, who's on first?
We're talking about Chad Andrews.
You know,
and you're closer than
you think.
Who's on first?
Similar era, but I said we've got Chad Andrews, and then the Andrews sisters had a World War II hit that was called the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. I bet when Rob finds it, I bet you recognize the song.
I've heard it. Okay.
Yeah, right. And you know what? Well, Oscar is closer than he thinks because the song debuted in an Abbott and Costello movie.
Yes. So I'd like to send this one out to the mighty 1630 KCJJ and Chad Andrews and his fantastic sisters. This one's going out to you, Chad. I hope you enjoy it. And hey, beat the Germans. Way to go, everybody, and God bless the USA.
Who was a famous trumpet man from all Chicago way?
Oh, yeah, I know this.
He had a boogie style that no one else
I've heard in a ton of movies.
Yeah, it's used a lot. And you know what? Mike, you're perhaps also familiar with the Divine Miss M's cover of it.
Now, see, you might remember this one. This is Bette Midler, who also recorded a cover of it, and that was a number one hit,
it charted,
wasn't it?
And she recorded all the voices. That was the gimmick here.
Bette Midler. Ladies and gentlemen, the Divine Miss M, as Rob called her, with big boobs. Here she is to sing. Oh, she came in earlier.
Yeah, she always does.
Oh, was this in Beaches?
No.
No. Oh. What was the movie that she did with James Caan where they performed in the war?
It was horrible.
It was really bad.
It was horrible.
But she played a character in the movie in the war that would do this as well.
Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why?
Why, Mike?
Because they get it.
And we play 78 RPM records.
Our program today brought to you by Pet Box. We all love to spoil our pets, but sometimes that ain't so easy, everybody. For example, you go to one of those big box pet stores. First off, you're overwhelmed by all the products.
Sure.
You see that wall of toys. toys and treats and all the crap they have in there, and you can't even decipher it. And who has the time to browse through all that stuff and read all the labels to find out what's best for your pet? Luckily, with PetBox, you don't have to. I'm already getting people that are sending me Facebook messages that show them opening up their pet boxes for their furry friends. PetBox gives you wonderful, wonderful gift boxes on a monthly basis. It's a monthly subscription. They find new, premium, healthy products that are made in the USA, and they put them all into one box, and then they mail it to your four-legged friend, or three-legged in the case of some, you know, problem.
Well, maybe it's a rescue.
You never know. You can hand-select each item for your dog or cat, or let PetBox surprise you. Plus, a portion of every PetBox sale goes toward feeding dogs and cats in need. They love pets at PetBox. Getting your PetBox is easy. Go to getpetbox.com. Tell them a little about your pet. Choose your plan and check out. That's it. Plans start at $29 a month, and all plans have free shipping within the U.S. Even better, if you go to getpetbox.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout, you'll get 50% off your first PetBox. That's right. You got to try PetBox with a deal like that. Half off your first order when you go to getpetbox.com and use our code TMOS at checkout. Get your PetBox today. Woof, woof, meow, meow, and ribbit, ribbit.
You know, Linus's current favorite toy is from a PetBox surprise package. It's a tennis ball encased in like a rubber casing.
That's wonderful.
And he will not let anyone near it. He's just addicted to it. He loves it. Chews it all damn day.
That is delightful. I want to start this show today with something, because if I don't do it, we're going to forget it. And it's just the way the mind works on this. And it is our man, Pony Boy Matthew Tony Anthony Bloom, who has been given a task. He's been given an assignment.
Right.
And he seemed to welcome the assignment with a great deal of joy. And I'm talking, of course, about our movie review. Now, do we have a name for it? Did we decide on a name for it?
What was the name we liked before the show, Matt?
I believe it was Anthony's Movie Corner.
Anthony's Movie Corner.
Never Too Busy for Success. What was that one?
No, that was There's No Time. No, Life's Too Short for Success.
I think that should be the name.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Life is Too Short for Success. It's time for a movie review with our own Tony Bloom. Now, do we have music for this?
I've got several ones for me to choose from, and I think all of them should be preceded by this, one of my favorite moments from West Side Story, Mike.
Okay. Tony, Tony.
Now, we can pair that with I have generic...
You've been working on this, haven't you?
I have generic showbiz music, because you didn't want to repeat our previous showbiz, our movie music, so we could...
look at this.
Now it's time for Who Has Time? What is it?
Oh.
Who Has Time for Success?
Matt,
what is it, Matt?
Life's Too Short for Success.
And now it's time for Life's Too Short for Success with our own Tony Bloom and the Movie Corners. And is that what you've decided on?
No, I've got many for you to choose from. If you want to go a little more old school, there's a classic Warner Brothers cue.
Time once again for Life's Too Short for Success. And the Movie Corner with our own Tony Bloom. You like that one?
I like the other one better.
All right, do you have any other choices?
I do, as a matter of fact. Maybe you want to go hip. Okay. Maybe you want to do rock and roll. You want to do something with the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Very good.
Let's start it with the Tony Tony.
Tony Tony.
It's time for Life's Too Short for Success. Tony Bloom is here from Hollywood with the very latest on the... that's kind of got a modern feel to it.
I like that.
This
show could use a little modern.
A little modern feel?
Yeah, think about open.
This is that only 30 years old.
Yes, absolutely. We did the Andrews Sisters at the opening. It could use some modernity.
But Mike, maybe you want to go...
Modernity.
Maybe you want to go soul. Do you want to go classic soul?
Okay, let's listen.
We can do this.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Life's Too Short for Success. That's right. He's here with his bell bottoms and his velvet jacket. Talking about Tony Bloom and Life's Too Short for Success. That's not bad at all.
I like that as well.
I think my favorite is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, though. I really like when they sing Hollywood and it goes like this.
The 70s vibe is better.
You want to know what that?
I like this. I mean, that's my choice.
And also, Mike, I know you like for music to serve as sort of like a background. I have selected this as a classic background theme.
I don't even like that as a background theme. I like that for everything. I know that's old school.
It's fine.
All right, play your little thing and then go right into that, and let's see how this sounds.
See how it goes, because what will happen is it'll go to the... We chose the... what did we choose?
I don't know. It's too damn hot in here to think. I'm not sure.
We
went with Hollywood Swinging, didn't we? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll start with the Tony element, then we will go into Hollywood Swinging, and then we will go into the instrumental bed. And I think, Mike, with that, we'll really have something. Are you ready?
All right, let's listen.
All right, let's see.
What happens? Time for Life's Too Short for Success with our own... No, I don't like that one. I don't like the lyric coming in right after the music. I like it to be all instrumental. I think you should go from the Tony right into your background music.
Really? And totally take Kool and the Gang out of the picture?
Yes.
Well, you know, that hurts a lot of feelings in the soul music community.
It hurts your feelings, I know.
No, I don't care. Let's I honestly don't care.
Let's go right to...
Okay, ready?
All right, let's see what this is. Hey, everybody. Life's Too Short for Success. And now all the way from Hollywood, let's bring him right in. Yeah, it's more streamlined.
I understand.
But now, let's... Oscar's giving me a look here.
Well, what happened is for a moment, we were actually in the 80s.
Well, no, what just happened was a circle J of Rob.
As far as all of his elements?
Yes.
Well, he put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, but how about...
And to be fair, remember when you were on vacation last week?
Yes.
Yes, that's when Mike assigned me to bring him choices.
Okay, well, maybe we could do this before the show.
No, no, this is the whole process.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God,
a lot of fun. Let me tell you.
Hey, what day is it?
He comes from a
different... Is it Wednesday?
You can tell he comes from a different...
That's right.
He comes from a different show.
Yep.
They don't have elements. They get in and they
we have elements.
No, you play a... Bing, 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 some Game of Thrones bull crap, and then you start talking.
You've been listening.
That's what it is. And then we have a lot of moving parts. That's part of the joy.
You know what?
It's old school radio is what it is.
Guys,
so, yes.
You're absolutely right.
You're right.
I'm wrong. You're right. Let me tell you.
You think it's too busy?
No, I just... But how about three choices is solid, right? Let's streamline to three choices.
Well,
he gave us five different choices and a little Tony before them.
It's
a little over the top. Come on.
So this is annoying you somehow? Or?
I would just take the songs and not the Tony.
What do you have against Elmer Bernstein?
I don't have anything
or
against
Leonard
it, but
Bernstein.
We already have fun, or smoke till you choke.
Right.
We have got like 10 million things. Let's get to the segment.
I think we should get to the segment as well.
I'm sorry. You see, this has no place here.
I totally agree with Oscar. Now, let's go back. Let's go back. And now, give me the... No. Stop.
Okay. I hate you guys.
You know, you're pressing too many buttons now. You
okay.
See, I'm trying to help you here.
Okay.
I'm trying to support you here, and you're going...
Understood.
You're going, you know, you're what did you... What... Sammy liked the bongos. What was Sammy for the bongos?
Well, there's a phrase that's it's probably not best. Just Sammy was a big bongo enthusiast.
But he was cuckoo for the...
Cuckoo for the bongos.
What was it, a dirty word?
No, it was just not sensitive. It was a different time when I said
okay,
it.
Okay, so Sammy loved the bongos.
He did.
You like your buttons with all your elements.
I like buttons.
I agree with you. I think I may agree with you with that background music has to come in as the third element.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the old school element. Play the Tony.
Right. Then.
Okay, let's hear this. Tony. Then go into the old school one.
The Hollywood Swinging?
Yeah, let me hear that. Is that a lyric? All right.
See, I wanted to leave the Hollywood Swinging lyric in, but the intro was so long.
Now go to play another one. I want to hear the other ones again.
Okay, here we go.
Play the Hollywood and play the other ones that you're using.
Tony. I effing hate Tony.
I love that.
I like that.
It's Hollywood.
It sounds... It was better quality. It just sounds so...
Well, that's what makes it sound good, because it's old school quality.
It is. And it was recorded in 1940. Hey, Mike, it's our second record from the 1940s today.
All right. I don't think you need to have the background music. I think you can go right with that Hollywood stuff.
All right. Can I put something on the back burner, though?
All right.
Depending on how the bit goes.
Yes.
If it needs a rescue, can I go to the background music?
Yeah, if you are you going to fade out the music when he starts his movie? He needs music behind him the whole
That's
time.
That's what I'm saying.
For support.
So what I'm saying is we'll let that Warner Brothers cue play, and then we'll bring this in lightly.
Okay.
As we do, you know what? And Oscar, we have background music during your show.
As you segue.
Right.
Yes.
All right, let's take it from the top.
Okay.
I'm coming out of a commercial break. Okay? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again.
Hold on. Here we go. I'm sorry.
Well, you're too busy setting up all your fat fingers on the iPad.
I want to make sure it goes right. I got a lot of things in front
of me. You've got two iPads now.
Right.
Why does it still take this long?
When did he get a second iPad?
Like a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
You get a Look at the way he's looking at me. You got a second.
I did.
He's like, he's all proud of himself.
Yeah, he's working on two machines, but working just as slow. Okay.
It is Wednesday.
And
Oscar,
you know what? It's amazing how fast he can complain. With
move
speed
it, Jack.
Unseen by human eyes.
All right, so I'll come out of the commercial break, and it's going to sound like this. And now, you know, hey, movie fans, it's time once again. Tony. Movie time on the Mike O'Mara Show. He's come all the way from Hollywood. I'm talking, of course, about Pony Boy Anthony Bloom, who sees all the movies that you don't have to. And then we'll bring him in.
Right.
God, there's a huge bug in here.
Yeah.
Ooh. Man, oh man, it's because we have the window open because we can't
breathe. And it's still not
here.
The most annoying thing in the room.
I think it, and then if he needs to be propped up, like.
Then we have the bed standing
so
by.
So, for example, if he's like getting through a review and I'm like, wait a minute. Did you actually see this movie, and then you bring in the other element, right? I don't understand what you. So you can, all right. So mix,
or you could wrap it up with that.
Play
that's
it out.
A good
yes,
point.
That he's is played out.
Play
that's
him out.
A, you know
and
what?
That's
there, the solution.
And as you know what? And you know what? It actually supports both theories because when the movie review starts to sag,
right.
That's the time to play him out.
Yeah. Okay. Now we'll bring. Now we're not gonna, Pony.
You know
we're going to do this in the next segment.
I love this.
But we're going to have a dress rehearsal right now to see what's going to happen.
Okay.
And so we will wait till the end of your review to play the outgoing music. That is that da 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 da. Or if it's a you know a slow segment, or we sense that the segment's not going to be all that.
Yeah, I'll bring the hook.
Decent, we'll bring the hook in.
The like, Sandman.
Yeah, like Sandman.
So have the closing music.
Always
and,
ready.
And
yeah.
I will have my finger up during his entire segment.
Right.
Just in case, you know, it doesn't move along. So how are you going to introduce your segment, Pony?
Well, I'm just going to read this review that I wrote.
Thank you, Pony.
Oh, well.
Thanks. No, stop again. We'll let him stop.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. You're going to
that
say
enough.
That's the intro to your segment. Well, I'm just going to read this review.
Showmanship.
Well, you know what?
Well,
to be fair,
you
were actually going to introduce him.
Well, I introduce him, and then he's going to say, "Greetings, fans of Hollywood. It's
oh, he needs
Tony,
something
yeah.
catchier than that.
Oh, jeez.
So, have you given that any thought, or are you just going to dive right into the review?
I thought I was diving into the review.
Okay, give us the first sentence of the review.
What about? Greetings, moviegoers.
Or how about this? Greetings from the land of palm trees and pancake makeup.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's see. Read the first line, and if we like it, we'll let you go a little bit longer. But we're going to really do the official segment at the
Can you
outside.
Try CGI and pancake makeup?
Well, you see, palm trees is so much classier.
Does it always have to be? I just want him to read his first line.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's fitting that a Japanophile...
Good night, folks.
We have to break.
Hard on that.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have the official debut of Life's Too Short for Success. The Pony Boy movie segment. That's what it is.
I love the name of it because it has nothing to do with movies.
Yes, Life's Too Short for Success, the Pony Boy music segment. Movie segment. That's coming back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. You know, it's a delight to be back in D.C. this week. I get to see friends, coworkers, my daughters. That is true. I like to see my daughters. It's great. It's great.
Great, 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 great.
But I will tell you this. After that drive from Florida and the long motorcycle ride with Jimmy, which I haven't gotten a chance to really talk about yet, where we went on Georgetown Pike here in Washington, D.C., home of $8 million homes and roads that are that look like gravel.
They're back to gravel, yeah.
It's really, I was weary. Sore back, stiff neck, tight shoulders, you name it. But for me, it's no big deal. Before long, I'll be back in Florida and rushing into the welcoming arms of my Sleep Number bed. I can always count on it. It's just one night's sleep of my Sleep Number bed. I am telling you, I do think about this. I know you know that they're advertisers on the Mike O'Mara Show, but I am telling the truth when I tell you I get up in the morning, I go to bed at night, and I do think fondly of getting back to my Sleep Number bed because I am so happy with the results. It's true. It works. It helps your back. Right now, my mother-in-law is going through a lot of back pain. She's got a mattress that is okay, but I'm desperate to tell her to get to a Sleep Number store and get herself a Sleep Number bed because it will make a difference. My Sleep Number setting is a 75. Carla's is all the way up at an 85, and you don't have back pain. The Sleep Number bed uses air to support and cushion your body. Are you considering getting a Sleep Number bed, but you think you can't afford one? Well, Can you afford another restless night's sleep?
Can you?
Hurry in for the final days of the Memorial Day sale. Every bed is on sale right now. Right now.
Thank you.
Starting at just $649.99 for a C2 Queen mattress. No better sleep. Find your sleep number setting today at any one of the 450 sleep number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That number again is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, for all of you that enjoy movies... Stop. We have to start again. Got to take the cue. You got to have my hand up in the air. I'm just waiting for it. We got to do it. It's got to be typed right out of sight.
What's going on today, Rob? You okay?
Yeah, are you okay?
Oh, he's just working you. He is just...
working.
He's working you.
God, I hope I can get through today with that tremendous opponent.
Welcome.
What a dick.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And it's time once again for all you movie fans. Tony. All the movies that are fit to see, our man Pony Boy, he sees them for you so he can review the movies for you. Yes, sir. Start again, I guess.
You want some pound cake?
I really thought. Thanks a lot. Now you're on me too. Jesus Christ.
You know, it's amazing. He's like the Bible. He goes back to the same themes over and over again.
Well, you're crashing.
It's the most beautiful, beautiful studio with brick walls, beautiful acoustics, absolutely every detail sweated except for HVAC.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, it's like a pizza oven. Also beautiful and made of brick and extremely hot.
Carl and I were talking about this last night.
Yeah.
Your studio out in the Big O and Dukes thing.
Yes.
You also have no ventilation there.
No,
you boys don't give a rat's ass about that.
Well, we do care. It's just a commercial unit. It's broken there.
But you have lived in your
Third year.
Squalor. You need to prioritize it.
Yes.
You need to. But this is for you. You will be a better broadcaster. David Letterman, classic example.
Mm-hmm.
Thin man like yourself.
Yes.
Guy that runs all the time. Keeps his studio at refrigerator temperatures.
Because you are sharper.
Yeah.
It don't work when it's mungy and hot.
It's tough.
Radio shows don't work when they're like that.
You're right.
It sucks.
You're right.
But anyway, let's start again. Shall
we?
Here we go.
We're ready.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's for all you movie fans out there. All right, I didn't make it an obvious cue.
You pointed at me for the last
time.
You and
I are both struggling for oxygen in this room. That's what it is. Let's come out of that. We're going to do the whole thing over again.
Yes.
Okay.
Music coming out of the commercial.
Do it live.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, and great to be back here in D.C., and also great to debut a brand new segment on the Mike O'Mara Show. That's right, for all of you movie fans out there, it's time for a brand new segment we call Life is Too Short for Success. And now, directly from Hollyweird, the man with the plan on the movies, here's Tony Bloom. Take it away, Tony.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Give him some more mic level there, Rob.
Thank you. You know, it's only fitting that a fan of all things Japanese like myself would review a movie about that country's most beloved big-ass lizard, Godzilla.
I like it so far.
It's good.
Yeah, very good.
For a fleeting 45 minutes, I actually believed I was going...
Was that fleeting?
Fleeting.
And that was that Minich?
It sure was.
Okay.
Okay, so a fleeting 45 minutes.
Nearly three quarters of an hour.
Okay,
Thank you.
Yes, for a fleeting 45 minutes. Yes.
For a fleeting 45 minutes, I actually believed I was going to see Mr. Zilla rampaging down the streets of Tokyo just like the good old days. But alas, it was not to be.
By my count, you really wrote it. That's funny.
By my count, there are 29 Godzilla movies out there, and this one is by far... the 29th one.
It's a pan. It's a pan. He didn't like it. Oh, dear God.
It was much like a two-hour roller coaster ride with steep climbs and scary sounds that threaten excitement but never really seem to take that pant-crapping drop you're waiting for.
Wow. He has a way with a phrase.
He does. He does. Now, I see that you have like one page of printed text. I would break that up because, of course, we're going to... I would offer it to us in a discussion form. So you didn't like it. Did you... At what point? So was it 45 minutes before you realized that you were totally disappointed?
Yes, absolutely. It really started to peter out about 45 minutes in when they introduced their main character. What was his name? Aaron Taylor Johnson, a three-namer.
That's good.
Dreamboat.
Aaron Taylor Johnson. Good stuff.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Is he like a famous...
No, he's not. You're
it's
actually,
Bryan Cranston, isn't it?
No. You think it is, but it's not.
But it's
how
not.
Much, how much is Bryan Cranston featured in this movie?
I don't know if I should say.
You know, people have had long enough.
Okay, yeah, he's
is
in
this a spoiler alert?
This thing is it's a about a month. Alert. If you haven't gotten the movie
okay,
in a
but
month.
But if you warn people, it's
that's
a spoiler
true.
Alert.
Then
we're
you
covered,
can do
then
it.
We
spoiler
cover,
alert.
So you're going to tell us something. If you haven't seen Godzilla yet, block your ears right now because Pony's going to reveal something. We don't want to spoil it for you. So what about Bryan Cranston?
Well, they get rid of him about 35 minutes in, and he's the best thing going in the movie.
Maybe 20. Maybe a solid 20.
Is he
35 is gracious.
You know, for fans like me that would actually, the only reason I would be in that theater is because I like Bryan Cranston. When he's on screen, does he disappoint or is he a good part of the movie?
He's great. The first
But they
part,
kill him 35 minutes
how
in.
How do they kill him?
Stupid from that standpoint.
It was just like a boring like heart attack or injury. He just kind of died in like a hospital bed. It was
a crane fell on him.
Oh, well, he
did you two
still
see
died
the
slowly.
Same movie? Because a crane accident is different than dying in a hospital bed.
So what happened? Did a crane fall?
A crane fell on him. He got an injury and then he died. That's what happened.
Really?
Yeah, about 20 minutes in.
That sounds to me like it might have been a script doctor's work. Like he began shooting the picture and he said, you know what?
I don't want to be a part of this
I'm
anymore.
Out.
There was a lot of that in this movie.
Did you feel that it was an ad, like an
this
after
is
the
Pony's
fact
review.
Thing?
This is Pony's review.
Yeah, but I want your opinion too.
So you saw it too?
Yeah, I saw it by myself.
So Pony, continue with the reading and then we'll pepper you
the
with questions.
Reading. This from the book of Leviticus,
right.
Mike.
So, I was pleased to see that they kept the opening.
Pony, just tiny thing. I mean, but it is important.
I'm sorry.
As a purist. I mean, really. Yes. Okay. You know, you're on the air. We are live on the air. You're creating the illusion, you know?
Yes.
So, go ahead. Start again now. Go.
You're making it killing me when you do that.
Isolate that. He squeaked.
I'll mark it right here.
He totally squeaked.
There, I marked it and I will isolate it.
How about this for his NQ? And when Mike finishes the question, we'll give you another one of these.
No. No, you don't get to have that kind of fun while I'm struggling over here. You
that's
don't
what
get
I heard.
To. All right.
Oh, that was the sound Bryan Cranston made when the crane fell on him.
So it's 45 minutes in and then and you're realizing you don't
sorry.
Realizing
sorry.
You don't care for the movie.
I'm so hot. Oh, hey, could you get? Do you mind Rob with 1B getting him another water? He almost killed that water right there. Please, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Rob.
Appreciate
Go ahead, Pony.
It. Thanks, buddy.
So after the death of Bryan Cranston, the roller coaster starts to peter out and endlessly plateau for about an hour. And it's mostly just Elizabeth Olsen pretending not
Rob,
to cry.
Hold on. I'm going to let Rob, the English major, help you out on that one.
I don't think you want to endlessly plateau. I think what you're going to say is that there is no advancement in plot or excitement.
Well, it's tough to say because they try to advance the plot
and, you're
and
using,
they fail.
You're using a roller coaster analogy and you're describing a plot that goes nowhere.
That was
so a roller coaster is ups and downs.
Exactly. Mm. This was... what looked like it was going up, it looked like it was climbing, it
so
gets
you're,
to the
you're
top.
Getting, you're getting almost to the top, and then nothing happens.
You get to the top, and it just flattens out.
Okay, very good.
For a good hour. And during that hour, it was mostly just Elizabeth Olsen pretending not to cry in front of her son, and the main character, Aaron Taylor Johnson, sucking miserably. Almost as bad
sucking
as me
sucking miserably?
This.
Was that the word there?
Yes.
Okay,
you.
Okay.
It felt as though I was constantly looking around every character, just waiting to see some kind of action going on in the story.
You know what's
and
funny?
Was,
I'm sorry to interrupt, Pony.
What is funny?
What's funny is all the time we spent on the production elements for the opening of a segment that's only going to air once.
Thank God.
Oh, don't say that.
No, Matt. You
don't say that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tweak it a little bit.
Yes.
You're going to have bullet points.
I think
so your movie
like a hit list.
Your movie review is going to be
hot sheet.
You're going to you're going to put little lines. I didn't like it for this, and then we'll kind of have a discussion about it, like we're doing now. But you won't have all that, Pony. I'm over here.
Listen.
You won't have all that pesky text to wade through.
I think that's a good idea.
Pony will have the incomplete sheet.
Yes.
Precisely. For you radio guys out there. Yes.
So I'm getting the fact that you were really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was hoping this was going to be a great movie, and again, it started out so strong and just flattened out.
Do you get when the monster is finally revealed, and how long before we actually see? They probably show you the monster early on, right?
No, I give Gareth Edwards, the director, credit for really holding back the appearance of Godzilla for a good. Almost, what would you say, Oscar? Like hour,
almost hour.
20?
That's smart. That's smart filmmaking. You see other monsters, but you don't see Godzilla.
Now, why do you see other monsters?
Because the legend of Godzilla, Godzilla really doesn't just fight the people. He fights other monsters.
That's right, like Mothra?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, was Mothra in the movie?
I couldn't tell you.
No, I think Mothra's in the sequel.
Like a half-assed Mothra. I don't even know what the hell it was.
I thought it was the kaiju. But I don't know.
Yeah.
What else can you tell me about this film?
I can tell you that...
He's having a great time, and I think that's
magic. I really am.
That's the magic of
Again,
Life's Too Short for Success.
Why don't we play him out? Not having the bullet points.
Yeah. What's that?
Not having the bullet points is killing me
I understand.
Because I can't dive back in the text.
Back and read your text.
Mm-hmm. I'll give director Gareth Edwards credit for holding back the appearance of Mr. Zilla for most of the movie, thus building the proper amount of suspense. And who could forget the touching love scene when I was assuming was boy Mothra and hopefully a girl Mothra.
This is my fault.
I'm sorry.
This is
for a brief
fault.
30 minutes of destructive glory, you do get to enjoy a pulse-pounding action movie packed with monsters and all sorts of exciting military scenes.
Okay, Pony, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
How many olives, Matt?
I gave it 3.5.
3.5
out
olives?
Out of 5?
That's pretty high for something you just panned.
Yeah.
Well, again, the action sequence at the end was fantastic, and the opening was great.
Okay, so the action at the end is really terrific.
Yeah, it's worth it.
And you get the monster when he's revealed, the special effects for the monster, pretty good stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, for CGI, it looked great.
Since we're having a production meeting right now,
yes,
if you don't mind,
yes,
our writer's meeting,
right?
What if we took what he offers, and then we actually tight-cue it by fast-forwarding it, and we offer that for the listeners online? So he's actually not on the show anymore.
Oh, so it's like another podcast?
No, you would just find it online like an Easter egg. Like we would hide it on the website somewhere, and if somebody ran over it.
I'm really wide open right now for any particular idea. It doesn't
matter
to me.
Maybe what he needs to do, Mike, is start seeing shows on the legitimate stage.
You know what? That would be great.
I mean, send him off to the National Theater. Yeah. Isn't Guys and Dolls
Trip
coming?
To Broadway.
Do like plays.
I don't like to put too much on one person's plate, but... we need somebody to work with our boy Pony to make this segment.
I'd love to work with him.
You'll work with him a little bit?
Yeah, I love working
with him. And also, when you do, the bullet points are strong, but also tell him that 3.5 out of 5 cannot follow a pan.
Yeah,
you pan it, so it'd be more like you give it 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
Well, again, the monster fighting at the end was great. I loved it. I just should have stepped out for an hour in the middle.
Conflicted, not just about the movie, but as a person.
Did you feel pressure, and this is a legitimate question, and I want you to answer me honestly. Did you feel any pressure to come in with negative because you thought it might be a little more interesting?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
You're
giving us an honest review there.
Yeah. It was great for that. Like it was like a sandwich of goodness with crap in the middle.
Okay, so I still think it probably, if it's crap in the middle, then you got to give it 2 stars. Because it's not a good movie. You look at a movie as a whole, and if the crappy part is crappy, and you'd want to walk out, it doesn't matter that the beginning was good and the end was good.
And you don't want to do a disservice to the audience because they're going to go see this movie and be like, Pony gave it 3.5 stars.
How were the women in the movie? Were there any POAs?
There was one POA, and all she ever did was cry and pretend that she wasn't crying.
She made it all about herself.
Is there a lot
Never
of screaming?
Never wore a bra, though.
Is there? Oh, really?
Pretty impressive.
That's nice.
Is there a lot of screaming where she's just going,
No. Crying and worrying.
Does anybody wear a bra in the movie?
You know what? I saw a lot of nipplage. You're absolutely
that's
right.
Good. Even Godzilla.
Godzilla's
nipples.
Alrighty, well, that's Life is Too Short for Success. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the Pony Movie Review segment. We'll be punching that up and getting it back to you in the next couple of weeks. The Pony Boy Movie segment will have a 2-week hiatus for retooling, and we'll be back 2 weeks from today at its usual time on the Mike O'Mara Show. Maybe not. But anyway, thanks a lot. We do have to take a break right now. So we'll be back with more fun and more thrills, including Oscar Santana and his trip to St. Martin that included going through security with his drone as I try to get the ship right in again. I always make the same mistake. I'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Have you ever loved something enough to call yourself a fan? Omeracast is a show just for you. Each and every week, Steve and I will be talking about the shows across More Broadcasting. We'll bring a fan just like you on the show to talk about the clips from The Mike O'Mara Show, Robin Joe, Cake and Cookies, Tech 411. Because we're fans, we relate, and we get it. Join us on Omeracast every Monday. Download it from iTunes, Stitcher, or MikeOmeraShow.com. Omeracast, part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's talk about something that's important to everybody, money.
Money.
You want to keep your personal wealth, but it's a major hassle to keep track of it by yourself. And if you pay someone to manage it for you, you're probably paying too much. Luckily, I've got your solution. It's a free and secure tool called Personal Capital. Personal Capital allows you to keep track of your bank accounts, your stocks, your 401k, everything, all of your accounts and assets on a single screen. Whether you use your computer, your phone, or your tablet, it's all right there on one screen with real-time and intuitive graphs. Personal Capital also shows you how much you're overpaying in fees and how to reduce those fees. Even better, with Personal Capital, you get tailored advice on how to optimize your investment. Signing up takes about a minute, and it will pay you huge dividends. So why wait? Personal Capital gives you the clarity and transparency you need to make better investment decisions, once again, right now.
Woo!
Thank you, Rob. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com. Personal Capital is free, and it's the smart way to grow your money. Go to personalcapital.com/TMOS. That's personalcapital.com/TMOS, and we thank you in advance for that. All right, Pony, for a first effort, I give you a lot of credit, and I think you can come back and set the table for us.
I believe him as well.
How many olives do you give it?
And what I would do, really, instead of that big, long thing that you're not going to have to carry this segment, you just tell us what the movie was about and whether you liked it or not, and we'll go. Yeah. We'll ask you questions.
We'll build you up.
How about this? He comes in with a plot, title,
right?
Plot, stars, favorable or unfavorable review, and the rest we can handle.
Yeah, and it can be just give him a worksheet.
Yeah. A ditto.
What was it about?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Overall feeling. Yeah.
Did you like it? Yes or no? Why?
Maybe just did you like it?
Thank you.
And how many olives?
That's right. And that's right. The closing.
May I add?
Yes.
If you took anything away from today, try to forget about it. Good. Because that really didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
But there's only one way up from here.
That's right.
And that's up.
Mm-hmm. You know the
maybe.
Did you know the pilot episode for Seinfeld was despised?
You know, you're absolutely right.
It's true,
yeah.
Matthew.
How are you? Well,
that squeal,
Pony.
Though.
Pony, how
see
you,
that was good.
What are your thoughts right now? Are you filled with dread? I mean, I never know what's inside that noggin of yours.
I'm dreading it less, but again, it's been a tough week in general. I spent the entire vacation writing code for getting the TMOS app bonus show.
Working hard.
Writing code. And,
would you like to, since you're bringing it up, would you like to give our listeners an update on where you stand with this wonderful app? That incidentally, once it's finished, and God knows we hope it's going to be finished soon, it's going to be something really better for the listeners.
Game
right?
changer, Mike.
They're going to be able to log in to their bonus account from the app and not have to worry about logging into their members page on the website, downloading it, and then importing it into iTunes, which is a huge pain in the ass.
So it's going to be a much better way to get bonus
content. It's going
to
be so much easier.
And you're going to have the entire network of shows right there in one place.
Yep.
So you get the free show, you'll get the Tech 411, you get the Maracast, Cake and Cookies.
But to do it
Robin
right
Joe,
and to
Mickey.
Do it correctly, and we thought this was going to be available in November, believe it or not.
Yes.
It has taken an inordinate amount of time to do it right, a lot longer than any of us in this room ever anticipated would be the case. But, you know, we're doing it right. So when it's finally up and running, we're going to test drive it in a few weeks here, and we're going to make sure that it's the right thing for you. And right now we've got a perfectly acceptable app. I love our app.
Yeah,
I listen to the show every day with the Mike O'Mara Show app on my iPhone. I listen to it every day. What we're doing is we're just going to make it better, and we know that there are many, many, many of you that are out there clamoring for a better app, and you know, we're just going to do it right for those people that really
both
need this.
Both platforms, if you've got an Apple device, iOS, or Android.
This is really the first time that any sort of podcast or provider has put out an app like this that is so inclusive to make
things
so easy.
The person building it.
And before we get totally away from the movie review, may I ask Matthew to entertain one last question, because I found it fascinating.
Go ahead.
It doesn't have to do with the movie review.
Well, that's right. And I don't, I'm not, look, I'm going to tell him, I don't overreact to this.
No,
okay?
This is rearview mirror stuff.
It may just seem like you have literally killed the energy of the show today.
No.
But that's, it might
no.
just seem that way.
No,
that's
it's not
all.
That way at all.
Not that way at all. No, it might have something to do with the temperature too, but it's gotten more comfortable.
Yeah,
in here.
It's so much more comfortable.
It's gotten
so it's definitely pony.
Certainly
yeah.
socially, okay. it's more comfortable.
It's definitely pony boy.
Are you sure you want to ask him that question now?
I do, because you know what? It's going to offer an insight that will change the complexion of that interview.
Please.
When you went to the movie, did you go by yourself, Matt?
I did not.
Who did you? Just simple questions. Oh. Who did you go with?
I went with my neighbors and my new movie buddy, Rob, here.
Ah, Bobby, Rob the intern.
Oh, you took Bobby. Well, we recommended that you take Bobby to that, right?
Now, my follow-up question.
Yes.
Did Bobby exhibit any behavior in the movie theater that you found untoward?
Well, he is a theater texter.
Oh, you mother effer.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bobby.
Yeah. There's a movie. There is a brief movie at the front of the movie that asks you implicitly, please don't do this.
You texted during
explicitly,
the movie?
Explicitly, I should say.
You texted during the middle of the movie?
I don't remember sending any texts. I did do a couple time checks, so I tried to be a little bit covert with checking the time, hiding it against my large stomach, but and never.
So,
I guess he caught me, found out.
So you're doing time checks. Does that mean you didn't like the movie?
It dragged on quite
okay,
a bit.
Okay, all right, well, you know, he was doing time checks.
2 hours? Two hours, 3 minutes, I think? Yeah.
But did you do any texting?
I did not send any text
Oscar
messages.
Oscar looks over at me. It's like, Oscar gives that daddy save this segment. Yeah, right?
How about enough of them, more of us?
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thought Jesus. I had something there.
Oh, well. Anyway, where the hell was I?
St. Martin.
Yeah, St. Martin. Now, when you went down to St. Martin and you had a wonderful, incredible
best vacation ever.
Whirlwind vacation.
Really? Best ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Best ever.
With your family down on the island. And
my brother and sister-in-law.
They've got a tremendous amount of money, so they get a villa down there.
It was my sister-in-law's family friend's villa. And
okay.
I'll tell you this. Do you know what generational wealth is?
Generational wealth is not new money.
No.
Generational wealth, a year
that you would say that's generational wealth.
Well, generational wealth would be you would find that in places like Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes.
You would find that in places like Manhattan, believe it or not. You've got old families that
where
have
the money,
money
goes from generation to generation and they stay there.
Yes. And you know, now St. Martin, though, being a Caribbean island, you would have perhaps foreign wealth there, you know, where they
you
would
though if that's one of your five homes, then it could be one of your five homes.
So you
in
stayed
general.
You stayed in a house that was somebody's fifth home. Really? Was this an American family?
Oh yes.
Oh, so their money didn't come from drugs.
No.
That's good.
How did they
amass this amount of?
Do they rent their place?
Oh,
is that
no.
How? No, this was a friend of a friend.
This is a friend of my sister-in-law's family friend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So this is somebody your sister-in-law had a hookup?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And was your sister-in-law's friend there?
No.
So they gave you the house?
They gave them the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this a patient that did this?
No.
This is just friends from school?
Yes.
When they were at one of their higher institutions of higher learning?
They both got out of Harvard. So
this
I
is
imagine.
A Harvard. This is Harvard money.
Yes.
Wow.
Can imagine.
I would have to imagine that by the time I get around to getting my fifth house, Mike, it will not be all that impressive. Because
yes.
A lot of the money will have already been spent on the four previous homes.
I have to tell you that when my brother said, hey, we were lucky enough to score this house for... And my brother, he's not the type of guy to break everything down for you. He just says, come on out. You don't have to pay for a single thing. If you just get out here, you and Shannon, you spend the week here, right?
Did you get a good airfare down there? Did you get a reasonable airfare?
It was expensive because it was kind of a last, they got it last minute.
And
so,
you got to connect.
Yeah, you
got to
connect
stuff. Yeah.
But it wasn't as expensive as it would have been to go there, stay in a place for 5 days, and et cetera, right?
Do you know who likes St. Martin?
Oh.
A former general manager. Do you remember that?
No.
Ken Stevens used to vacation in St. Martin all the time.
I'd like to talk to him about it because it's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous island.
French and Dutch side.
Nude beaches.
Yes. Nude beaches.
Yes.
It was a different type of vacation.
And because of the Dutch influence, Mike, when you go out to dinner there, everyone pays separately.
And for God's sake, stay away from their ovens.
Oh, God.
And so what I loved about walking into the place was that there was no to-do for my brother and my sister-in-law when they picked me up, myself and Shannon up.
Me and Shannon.
And
I don't like myself.
We get there.
We're still in that critique mode from Pony.
We get there and walk through the doors. We're on the beach.
Right.
There is a pool that is adjacent to the beach. So like an infinity style pool where you're looking just right into paradise.
So spectacularly beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Four to five bedrooms.
An infinity pool in back of this massive villa.
Yes.
Overlooking the beach.
Yes.
Overlooking the ocean.
A beach access right to the right of you.
As good as it can get.
Security.
Really?
That walks the entire property at all times.
Wow.
Yes.
No and
a maid that comes on Wednesdays and brings you fresh fruit.
This is...
I was shocked.
So this is security for this house alone?
For the little complex of, I think it's five total.
Of beautiful homes.
Yes, beautiful.
That they have over there.
Yes.
And you said you were close to a major resort.
Yes.
So you could walk down
three
to the resort.
Three major resorts if you wanted to. You could walk to.
So absolutely stunning.
Yeah, and again, the logic here is... for years, I've been paying for these all-inclusive deals.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather go and rent. I couldn't afford, because I actually found, because the curiosity killed the cat, found out how much it costs to rent, because one of the villas does rent out the rest of our private homes.
How much does it cost to rent it?
$15,000 a week in high season.
Wow. How many couples can do it, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if it's five bedrooms.
You get three couples, that's, you're getting down to cruise territory, which is like $3,000-$4,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, to be honest.
I did that rough. Once I heard 15, I said, womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll enjoy this run, and we'll see if it ever happens again.
It does include.
I'm sorry, Oscar. You'll never be able to afford this.
It does include gas and electric, though.
That's true. That's
the high season. Low season, I think it's $10,000.
See,
so
I always think when it comes to vacation home rentals, I always think in terms of how many does it sleep. And remember when we were trying to rent the beach
house?
They're
going to love you in that neighborhood.
Remember how they, and you say 16, sleep 16.
Yeah, and you divide it by 16.
That's the way you do it. So, I mean, can it sleep a ton of people? Like, can you get multiple families?
There is no couches. No, there's no
sleep sofas.
There's no sleep
sofas.
But
you said five bedrooms.
Five bedrooms.
So conceivably, you could do
two, four, six.
10 people. You could do five couples. That's $3,000 a week for each.
Oh, that's right. A couple for each bedroom.
That's still a lot of money.
They could go into the bedroom. But
Rob's trying to think, it's
how do you execute? Yeah, I got you.
But it's still, it's for
pricey.
The highbrow.
Yeah.
So I didn't know a lot, and I'll tell you off the air, the family, you probably know them, actually, know of them. I didn't know what they did.
Spellings?
I was happy to be there, and I remember going through, and they have, it's their personal home, right?
I'm not going to tip the hand as to who the family was.
Very courteous.
But let's just say this particular owner was working really hard on making a new hire for one of his hockey teams.
No, Ted,
your pineapples are ready.
No.
I'm sorry.
This company's over 130 years old.
Barry Trotz. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. No, go ahead.
So if it's a 130-year-old company, do they make typewriters?
No.
Incidentally.
Electrolux.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Electrolux family.
Hey, Caps fans, tomorrow I'll break down the new hire. Duh.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Hardest part was moving to the office, wasn't it? Just putting stuff in a banker's box and going across the
hall.
Exactly.
Here's your new GM. Just like the old GM. All right, go ahead.
You would have loved this place simply because the idea of going and renting not that type of home, but a different type of home that is more in our tax bracket.
Right.
And then just going to the grocery store.
Like a lean-to?
Yeah, a lean-to. And you would just make, we all made dinner, took turns making dinner.
Yeah, if you've got a family, that's a great way.
Instead
of being
so much fun.
Waited on, and then at the end of the string, you get this big fat ass bill because it's really tough. Now, the all inclusive is a
different
deal.
I've had fun at all inclusive.
Well, all inclusive is fine. The worst of all, and I did this, is going to the resort where you don't have it all inclusive, and then you don't find out the pain when you've been going to the pool with your kids and getting a burger at the pool, and you're getting drinks at the bar, and then your wife goes down and gets a massage, and then you go back to the restaurant, the real nice seafood restaurant for dinner, and then all of a sudden you're saying, okay, thank you very much. How was your stay? It was great. Okay, we're going to settle up your bill.
No! $8,000!
On top of what you've already paid.
They can really screw you.
It may be cheaper to get a private home if you're going to do that.
Yeah, but
the fact is,
the one time I will never forget, it's when I stopped doing it, and it's back when I made money, and I went out to What was the
golf? Bahamas?
No, it's a California golf destination, and I am
blocking
on it right
now.
It's not
Pebble Beach.
It's not Pebble Beach. It's Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Oh, okay, beautiful.
And I went to a resort hotel in Palm Springs, and I really, my butt was bleeding after I checked out. I was in a crappy mood for a month after that. So my point is, yes, this is way, way expensive, but sometimes when you have the whole family coming,
you can possibly
it's kind of fun to rent a house.
And
yeah,
I love the fact that you were, you know, and it's always dicey to travel with other people if you don't know them intimately. And since you're traveling with your family, that's kind of, you're okay already.
I agree. And what was the diciest part of the vacation was simply the fact that I took the drone with me. And
we heard about that. I wanted to call you. I mean, I wanted to let you have your vacation, but I was so tempted to call you because I really thought that we're up on the news you may not need.
I can give you the details of inspection tomorrow.
Okay.
It's well worth it.
The main thing I wanted to ask you about was going through security.
Yes.
And taking the drone through security. Yeah. So you give the vacation a 10?
I give the vacation a 10.
A 10?
The first 10 I've ever given a vacation.
5 olives.
And did you get to use your drone?
I did.
And
though, without tipping my hand again, you usually give 2 hours for an international flight.
Yeah, to be there ahead of it, two hours.
If you're going to take one of these, you might want to take 3 hours. Maybe just 3 hours.
Wow.
We'll get all the details on that tomorrow. We will take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back from St. Martin, Matt. I've been waiting so long. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Mangrates.
Yeah.
This Father's Day, think the Mangrate. What is the Mangrate, you ask? Well, they are 100% made in America, cast iron grilling grates that are revolutionizing the way people grill. We love them. You just get the Mangrate, you take it out of the box, you put it on your wimpy grill, and bingo, you have a brand new grill. It's that easy. And you know what? Mangrates are the perfect gift for the Father's Day, the dad in your life. Great for grads, dads, or even yourself. Doesn't dad deserve the best? Damn right he does.
Damn right, Mike.
So click on the Mangrate banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com for their $19.99 Dad's Day special. Remember, each order comes with a spectacular Mangrate grilling brush, Rob Spiewak.
You know what? 45 minutes into Godzilla, I was so bored, I actually took the Mangrate grill brush and re-edited the motion picture. I used it to scrub out all the boring parts of the film.
Thank you, Rob. That's the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Order today at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious Father's Day ever, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Sad news to start news you may not need today. Maya Angelou, a modern Renaissance woman who survived the harshest of childhoods to become a force on stage, screen, the printed page, and the inaugural dais, has died. She was 86 years old. Everybody knows this woman, a household name. Her death was confirmed in a statement issued by Wake Forest University in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where she had served as a professor of American Studies since 1982.
Did they list any specific cause of death?
Well, you know, when you're 86, probably natural causes. Who knows? But everybody knows her, and might have been kind of interesting to sit in on those English classes, I would think.
God,
that
I would
she
think
taught.
So
safe home, Maya Angelou. The Memorial Day weekend saw a community eviscerated by gun violence that left several dead and many more injured, but it wasn't at UC Santa Barbara where the problem started. It actually started in New Orleans before Memorial Day weekend. By weekend's end, in New Orleans, the city had seen, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
19 people shot, 4 fatally. On Friday, a fight broke out at a high school graduation party that resulted in one person being killed and 7 wounded. On Sunday, 3 men were shot with an assault rifle. That night, a murder took place at a Cajun seafood joint. On Monday morning, a triple shooting happened right outside a hospital where people sitting in a car were hit with bullets in their backs, arms, and legs. All survived. That same day, a 17-year-old died after being shot multiple times. Even earlier, a man riding his bike was shot under an overpass. The day ended with a homicide in the lower Ninth Ward. Do you remember that ward?
Yes.
From Katrina, when we all paid attention to what was happening in New Orleans. Outside of New Orleans, the U.S. was pocked with bad news. In the week prior to Elliot Rodgers' shooting spree in Isla Vista, there were at least 80 gun-related deaths across the country. And that's according to a Huffington Post analysis of local news reports. You'll hear the debate again. You'll hear people poo-poo it. You'll hear guns don't kill, people kill. You'll hear that. But everybody is beginning slowly but surely to come around to the fact that something has to be done because this is continuing to spiral. It's getting worse and worse and worse.
That father that is speaking to the media and also spoke at that rally at University of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he is going to rally people? Because he's got such an emotional way of presenting.
Driving in, I heard it on the news, and not one more. That resonates with me.
Yeah,
not,
it touched me too.
Not one more is something that somehow I'm thinking about that, and I'm saying, not one more. How do we do it? And, you know, it gets back to good food or good anything. Simplicity rules. We just have to come up with some simplicity and some logic and do that. And, you know, I think that you're going to get the meeting of the minds eventually. I'm more optimistic than I have, believe it or not.
Okay.
I'm not throwing my hands up in the air anymore, and I'm not saying, oh, we can't do anything, and I'm afraid to get people that love guns mad at me. I don't care. I think, though, you got to go about it in a unique way that will hopefully get some legislation in place that ties the mental health issue with the gun issue and the police call issue.
Screening.
Lots of things happened with this kid out in California.
Many things.
Training.
Training could happen. Training for law enforcement is how they deal with that. And then, I don't think we're ready just now to implement the Mike O'Mara solution.
Which is?
F guns.
Okay.
All right. Because really, in my mind, take them all out. And nobody. And incidentally, when people argue with me, well, I have a gun for home protection, I would say to them, bring me an example of a handgun that you owned as a law-abiding citizen that was legally owned by you that showed somebody protecting someone or saving a life with that gun, and see if we can match it up against everybody that has lost their life that's been used with a legally purchased gun, and let's see where the scale is.
Run an analysis
on it. I don't think they'd want to do that. A bill requiring pornographic film actors to wear condoms during sex scenes. I thought they already passed this.
Where does Mike weigh in on this?
It easily...
The Mike O'Mara rule.
We're going to go to Oscar Santana to ask about, because I know you're an aficionado. It easily passed the California State Assembly on Tuesday despite resistance from most of the adult film industry. Mm. The bill is passed. It will require employers to test porn actors regularly for sexual transmitted diseases. The lower house passed the measure 48-13.
You know, Mike, there was even more resistance with ripped condoms.
I would love to see the 13 that voted against it.
I am not comfortable weighing in at this
point. They've been lobbied in different ways.
Yeah, I feel you.
As a connoisseur of the art form, now they're required. This is most of the industry here. They're going to have to have it.
Well, our bottom line, no pun intended.
The porn viewers of America. Oscar Santana starting a lobbying firm.
It's not going to affect us because it's really going to affect is the taxpayers in California because they're going to lose that income because they're just going to move out of California and work in Arizona or move
where they don't have to wear condoms.
They don't have to deal with that.
Also, I'm not even going to tell you how they spell the word income.
We'll still get what we need, Mike. Don't you worry.
Very happy for
Thank you.
Thank
you, Oscar.
A bill.
I feel so much better.
Oh, I printed it twice. A Norwegian.
You liked that one.
Thank you. A Norwegian art student says the deformed hip that caused him a lifetime of pain became something much more pleasant when boiled and served with potatoes.
Oh,
Alexander Selvik Vinskjølfjorden.
Hello.
He said he spent a year convincing doctors to let him keep the bone after an operation to replace it, and both the bone and a film of the operation formed a major part of his graduation show at an art academy. He says he didn't manage to get much meat off his bone, but claims what he did eat had the flavor of wild sheep.
Wild sheep?
Yes.
As opposed to domestic sheep?
It's this flavor of wild sheep. If you take a sheep that goes into mountains and eats the mushrooms, it was goaty. That's how he described his own.
Oh, God, that is so disgusting.
Well, hell, he's an art student. Leave the kid alone, you know?
How was your graduation show?
It was good. In drag.
Always.
Of course. You're not alone. We're all self-conscious about wearing bathing suits. Maybe we should all move to Europe, where there's absolutely no stigma about jamming the fleshiest body into the tiniest bathing suit possible.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey, 7% of Americans haven't worn a swimsuit in public in at least 5 years. Let's do a survey around the room. Have you worn a bathing suit in public?
Yeah, yeah, the pool last year.
The pool last year. Pony?
Constantly. Yes, I have.
Constantly. Oscar?
Yes.
Okay, I have too. What about you, Bobby?
This weekend.
Yay. That's great.
Now, I have to ask, this upcoming weekend or last weekend?
Why not both?
Okay, something to look forward to.
20% haven't worn one in public in 10 years. 20%.
Wow.
And 5% have never worn a bathing suit in public. I didn't realize that.
But mostly just in privacy.
That's one out of three people who haven't worn a bathing suit in public since 2009. So that's an interesting little survey. You know, you can get surveyed to death when you're preparing a newscast like this, a lighthearted one. But the fact is, I found that slightly interesting. Thank you very much.
Is the newscast that focuses on bathing suits and condoms.
There you go. And now a little something-something for all you kids. 32-year-old Geraldo Rodriguez of Port St. Lucie, Florida.
One of yours, Oscar.
He is clearly a big fan of pornography. It rears its ugly head again. Enough of a fan that he's happy to let it end an actual relationship with a real-life human being. Geraldo was home watching a porn movie a few weeks ago when his girlfriend interrupted him, and he was furious.
Oh, and why shouldn't he be?
Then he got even more furious when she saw he was watching transgender porn.
Oh, that is a slippery slope.
He likes what he likes.
Because
he can't even explain, hey, I clicked on this by accident.
She said it meant he was gay. We're not going to comment on her theory because we have no idea. But she said that to him, and it set him off.
Aww.
So Geraldo ended up throwing a boot at her. She says he also slapped her, but he denies it.
Aww.
And the boot was enough to land a misdemeanor battery charge. No word on whether it was a lady's boot or a man's boot. Sorry. Don't fire me for my radio station up in Rochester. Thank you very much. Yeah, those guys deserved it anyway. They got canned. Forgot their names. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the audio about Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along.
God, I hate this song.
Really?
Yes.
I like the song more than I like the recording. You know who wrote this?
Is it 80s? It's an 80s song?
But it was written by Burt Bacharach in the 60s. It's an old song.
Oh, yeah. Always something there to remind me. Something to remind me to my S's. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We love pets. On this show, we do. We truly love pets. Oscar doesn't have a pet, but that's just because he's too busy being a metrosexual and running around to St. Martin and places like that. If he had a pet, he would use Pet Box just like we all do. We love Pet Box because one of the things I try to do is occasionally, as much as I bitch about the dogs on this show, I love my pooches. I love Frankie the Chihuahua. I love Beluga the little pug. And when I go out even to the grocery store, I'll try to pick them up something a little special.
Right.
Pet Box takes all that hassle away from you, especially if you're going to one of those big box pet stores where you see the same stuff over and over again, and it's too much of it, and you can't decipher it. With Pet Box, you don't have to worry about any of that. Pet Box is a monthly subscription that finds new premium healthy products that are made in the USA and puts them all into one box. It's fun. It's like getting a toy for you, but it's really for your dog. You can hand select each item for your dog or cat, or let Pet Box surprise you, which is what we do. Plus, a portion of every Pet Box sale goes toward feeding dogs and cats in need. Getting your Pet Box is easy. Go to getpetbox.com. Tell them a little about your pet, choose your plan, and check it out. That's it. You can tell them the breed of dog. You can tell them the breed of cat. How big is your dog? What is your dog like? All that good stuff. Plans start at $29 a month, and all plans have free shipping. And even better, if you go to getpetbox.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout, listen to this deal. You'll get 50% off your first Pet Box. That's right, 50% off. You got to try Pet Box with a deal like that. Half off your first order, go to getpetbox.com and use our code TMOS and start enjoying your free Pet Boxes today. It's not really free, but it's 50% off.
It's nearly free.
Thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. And this is Wednesday, May 28, 2014.
Just briefly.
Yes.
I took some pictures to Chronicle because I like to Chronicle the show, especially when you come up from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would everybody in the room please acknowledge the placement of Mike's waters? Just for...
On the printer?
On the printer and on his laptop.
Oh, on his laptop! Yeah,
right on
I
there.
Couldn't even
caps,
see it.
Caps off on both.
There you go.
And people wonder...
Well, he's Danger Boy.
Tomorrow, another thing with Oscar, because Oscar and I were supposed to go shopping for a computer.
Yes.
And Oscar was telling me what he's going to get for me, like he's my personal shopper, mm-hmm. and like I'm too much of a tard to even pick out my own computer.
No, I don't think that's
and
what
and
he
I
meant.
Said to him, and finally, the last thing I said, okay, did you get a case for it? He said, yes, it comes with a case. Yes. Yes, you moron. It comes with a case. I got a case because I'll be sitting there going, hey, I got my new computer. Scraping on the wall. New computer
Accidents
for me.
Accidents happen, Mike.
Yeah, meanwhile, Oscar's running around Nordstrom with a clipboard. He'll have one of these and two of those.
I do want to talk about Apple and the way they might be conjuring.
Oh, they've done it for years.
Because done it for years. Oscar's got a theory why we're waiting till I get back to Florida mm-hmm. to get this computer.
For some reason, all the computers that Mike wants, and it's a simple computer.
Right.
Aren't going to be available till after they make their big announcement in early June.
Really?
So Oscar thinks they're getting like new ones.
If they're getting new ones, they don't want to sell you the old one and deal with the hassle of you coming back and saying, hey, I just bought this new one, but you've got a new one out now.
And you know what? They might actually, that would lower the price of the older model.
Yeah.
But I also said, please wait, because you never know. I like this one the way it looks, but I'd sure like it if it was in gold. thank you. Did I open up the audio?
Yeah, he did.
You did. Now, Bill Murray was having dinner at a restaurant and found out that upstairs at the restaurant, someone was having a bachelor party. And I've discussed this about Bill Murray before. You never know what he will do and what he won't do.
And you can't ask him to do things because he won't really do that.
And he is notoriously bad if he's approached like for autographs and stuff.
Right.
But he did crash this bachelor party. So imagine you're at a bachelor party and Bill Murray walks in and offers you advice on the eve of your wedding.
You know how funerals are not for the dead, they're for the living. Bachelor parties are not for the groom, they're for the unborn. If you have someone that you think is the one, don't just sort of think in your ordinary mind and think, okay, let's make a date, let's plan this and make a party and get married. Take that person and travel around the world. Buy a plane ticket for the two of you to travel all around the world and go to places that are hard to go to and hard to get out of. And if when you come back to JFK, when you land in JFK and you're still in love with that person, get married at the airport.
Oh, what a great piece of advice.
Isn't it great?
So
can you imagine
true.
How lucky it is for that
brilliant.
Guy?
That
it
is a
so
brilliant
true.
Piece of advice. If you have the means,
yes.
that will put you probably in every difficult situation.
If you can do that.
Wow.
It's like a hyper marriage before the marriage.
Yeah. You know, I would say
speed
you could,
marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and pardon me for being excited about that, but you know, I learned about my wife, you know, during the time we've been living together
sure.
and after getting married. But, you know, I would have come back from that trip around the world with Carla. And I don't mind schmoozing her. I would have felt the same way about her. But it would seem to me you could probably condense that. And you could do, you know, just a little traveling, even if it was a little
I
tough
love
traveling.
That he says places that are hard to get to and hard to get out of.
And
because that's when people's
do you
true
know what
colors.
I seriously, and I mean, I know I'm gushing about my, my bride, but I will tell you, when we were married before Haiti, when I truly fell in love with Carla was when we went to Haiti, and it was so difficult. And
before then, it was dicey?
It's a question. I re-fell in love with her. I fell in love with her all over again because I realized, man, you know, she didn't just, you know, she did not just accept some difficult circumstances. She thrived. She came alive in it, and that was just. And we want to go back. We desperately
to be
want
fair
to, go back.
To you.
Yes.
You didn't. Your eyes didn't just open up then. She couldn't get her passport until she was 21. So you had a good 3 years.
Thank you very much.
Tell me you saw 50 Cent. Throwing out the first pitch at the Mets game.
I didn't, but I heard about it. I have not seen this, but it was an epic fail.
It was maybe closer to first base than it was home plate. I mean, I am no athlete. I have no coordination.
Right.
But at least I have a sense of direction when I throw a ball. Here's them covering the first pitch.
Well, that is 50 Cent.
Curtis Jackson.
And his first pitch was not great. Just a bit outside. I think he opened up a little early. Look at that front shoulder.
It's good. He never had a choice between playing for the Mets or being a rapper. So.
It reminded me a bit of Bob Uecker.
Into the windup in his first offering.
just a bit outside.
And, you know, I'm surprised we got through the entire show yesterday. We didn't offer our congratulations to Kim and Kanye on their fantastic marriage. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, hey, come on. What's the deal with that?
We close with Craig Ferguson.
A great day for America's first family, Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'd like to say congratulations to you both on your wedding. Unless this is a rerun, of course, in which case my condolences on your divorce.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. Pony, keep working on it. We are not going to be canceling that segment, so that's good news for you.
You got it.
Thank you.
He's so happy.
He is. For all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show, including items for our mailbag coming
up
tomorrow. How are we doing for the mailbag?
Super.
Super. That's good stuff. Send them to ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com. All correspondence for the show can also be sent to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, our official eVoice hotline is open now at 800-440-8167. Yeah, tomorrow on the show, another new little thing we're doing as we tweak the mailbag because we've canceled the formal birthday segment.
What we're going to do is it's not going to be called birthdays anymore.
Oh, birthdays have been canceled?
Oh, we canceled it. We're going to...
thank God. Oh,
sorry. We'll talk about it tomorrow, you dick.
Life's too short for success.
That's right.
2.0.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Personal Capital right now. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS. Again, click the Personal Capital banner on MikeOMaraShow.com or go to PersonalCapital.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.